We're going to be talking about living with dementia on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have a geriatric psychiatrist with us as we look at the challenges around quality of life for persons with dementia and their caregivers. But first, let's go to our fall member drive that is officially underway. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning.
Good morning.
As you take a sip of coffee, I say good morning, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, people out there listening, you count on the Ideas Network for great discussions. And as your gift of any amount that makes these discussions possible, listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. And that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And we're getting off to a great start, Kate. Last hour, we heard from 12 new and returning members. Thanks so much for those gifts. Right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match, in effect, up to $3,000.
Love that.
This generous match is in memory of Merle Gunther, a kind listener, and it means that they'll match every dollar you give.
And it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your support for the programs you love. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, federal and state tax dollars do provide important funding for WPR programs, But support also comes from listeners like you through voluntary listener support. In fact, it's the biggest percentage of support for WPR programs.
You make the difference. You make the quality, the variety, the independence of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. And because WPR matters to you, make a personal contribution to pay for the programs you listen to at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our world gets more complex all the time, and you rely on Wisconsin Public Radio to turn complicated issues and the news of the day into something that's understandable, something you can sort out so you know how they'll affect your life.
And for you to get programs that are relevant to your life, we rely on your financial support. It is the largest source of our funding, and that is why we ask that if you've never given before, make your first ever contribution right now, say $10 a month or $120 during this fall member drive, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There are many reasons to give to Wisconsin Public Radio. This drive, one of them is that your donation of any amount enters you into a drawing for tickets to see Hamilton in Chicago. But wait, there's more. The package also includes dinner out before the show and an overnight stay. We hope you'll donate to enter, but you don't have to donate to win. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Hamilton Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Sustainers, we've got you covered. You're automatically entered. Check out the rules and details at WPR.org/drawing.
Ah, love that Hamilton music. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Michael Arnold, and it is your support during this fall member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And so your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
You ever have one of those things where you get a piece of furniture that's supposed to be easy to assemble and it's really complicated? And it takes like a couple
weeks.
Right, exactly. Well, giving to WPR is easy, really easy. It's not like we're saying it's easy and then it's hard. All you have to do is give us your name, your contact information, the amount of your gift, and how much you'd like to pay.
Takes just a few minutes, yeah, to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio right now, this very minute. In those few minutes, fund your daily listening. Put the pieces together. Your support right now, it makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We do have that dollar-for-dollar match still in effect. There is still room for you to be matched at and give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Somebody will match you dollar-for-dollar. Your support will go twice as far.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, your dollar-for-dollar match, your donation enters you into a drawing for tickets to Hamilton in Chicago. No contribution necessary. See details at WPR.org/drawing or get entered automatically when you give right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Sustainers, those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And if you haven't become a sustainer, you really should become one now. It's easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Lots of reasons to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Dollar for dollar match, Hamilton tickets. You can be a sustainer. It's a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs you love.
It's the morning show. We're looking at dementia. Alzheimer's disease, other forms of dementia are becoming more common today. And more than 5 million older adults live with Alzheimer's in our country. Caring for patients with dementia, it takes a heavy toll on families. So we're looking at the mental health piece here. Are you coping with dementia? Do you have a recent diagnosis? How are you working with the people in your life to plan for your care? Are you a caregiver? What questions do you have? We're at 800-642-1234. Dr. Art Walasek is Vice Chair for Education and Faculty Development at the UW School of Medicine Public Health. He's also Director of Psychiatry Residency Training there. His new book is called Behavioral and Psychological Symptoms of Dementia. Dr. Walasek, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, dementia is so complicated, and it's more than just becoming forgetful or being confused or having trouble, you know, doing things that were once easy. How does it affect a person on a deeper level?
Well, I think, memory is just so fundamental to who we are. It kind of makes up our personality, our experiences, our sense of self. And when you start to lose your memory, then you start to lose those elements as well. And there are significant emotional components of that as well. The anxiety, the fear of what's going to happen next. Someone with memory problems may have seen a family member go through dementia and wonder, is this something that's going to happen to me as well? Depression could certainly be an understandable reaction. And then a variety of other issues arise related to paranoia and agitation, insomnia. So it really, it's not just about memory. It ends up really dramatically affecting lots of different parts of one's life.
And it sounds like these mental health issues, a lot of them are overlapping. It's maybe hard for a practitioner to sort out, you know, what's going on and what is, you know, what is impacting something else.
Absolutely. It can be very challenging. We often see these symptoms kind of cluster together. Things like depression, anxiety, insomnia might all go together, for example, or paranoia, you know, fear that someone is trying to harm you, and then some agitation or trying to wander or escape from a house, for example, those kinds of things might cluster together. And it'd be hard to sort out, well, is this kind of an understandable reaction to a major stress, or is this something kind of more worrisome that we really need to be addressing?
So how do you start managing the symptoms of dementia as you look at this is a progression here, and you're going to be managing this as dementia progresses and continues through that lifespan?
I think, you know, this is very much it's a marathon rather than a sprint. You know, someone with dementia due to Alzheimer's disease may have 10 years from diagnosis until the end stages of the illness. And so, and things can look very different in different stages. Very early on, people may still be able to take fairly good care of themselves. As the illness progresses, then you've got challenges to independence arise, and then some of these behavioral issues. So I think part of getting ready is education, learning about this, learning about the illness, thinking about what to prepare for. support groups are out there, checking in with one's physician about what are lifestyle things that I can do to prepare myself, you know, whether it's exercise or dietary changes. Good look at medications and medical problems, because those can contribute to memory loss and to behavioral changes as well. And then you mentioned caregivers. I mean, that's a huge part of all this. It's none of us are really built to be 24/7 caregivers, and yet that's often what we ask family members to do. So we think a lot about how can we best educate and support our caregivers.
Yeah, I was looking at a statistic yesterday that said 67% of dementia patients end up at their end of stage in a nursing home facility. Is that because the end care is so stressful and has a lot going on?
Well, when you get to that stage, I mean, you're really thinking about things like, can this person appropriately feed themselves? Can they, you know,
swallow?
Can they get to the bathroom on time? Can they walk appropriately without, you know, falling down? And so that is potentially such a high level of care that, though our goal, especially in the state of Wisconsin, is to try to keep people at home as long as possible with appropriate supports, there may come a time where a person needs a higher level of care. And there are a variety of options besides nursing homes. There are other long-term care types of facilities as
memory
well.
Facilities mm-hmm. as well. When do we know that it's time to look at that?
So it's much better to try to plan ahead and rather than react in a crisis. You know, someone has fallen, has broken a hip, is in the hospital, and now you have to immediately make a decision about long-term care. It's much better to have kind of planned that ahead, even started to think about having discussions with your loved one about, well, you know, what should the next few years look like? What are your values? What are your goals? What would you like to see take place? That's the ideal. It's often difficult to kind of plan that far in advance. And those are difficult conversations to have as well.
We're talking with UW-Madison geriatric psychiatrist Art Walasek about dementia and the mental health piece. Do you care for someone with dementia? Have you been working through mental health issues in their care? How do you cope? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email your thoughts to ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue this conversation in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. And we're getting insights from a UW-Madison geriatric psychiatrist here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about what caregivers should know about mental health and dementia. And now let's turn to our fall membership drive that is officially underway here at WPR. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy fall member drive to
you.
Yes,
the first day.
Yes.
We're excited about that.
Well,
yeah.
As a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something interesting when you join in on The Morning Show, and that's thanks to your support. Listeners provide the largest share of the funding for WPR programs when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You make The Morning Show, you make everything else you hear on WPR possible.
And we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now in memory of Merle Gunther, a kind and generous listener. Your gift of 50 turns to 100, 100 turns to 200, and so on. Take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know you can get headlines. You know you can get sound bites in other places. And where do you go, though, for in-depth discussion?
The Ideas Network, of course. And here, you don't just get the 20-second clip or a few minutes of back and forth. You get plenty of time to develop ideas and ask questions about important things in your life. For example, this hour, we're talking about an issue that affects a lot of people, dealing with a loved one who might be dealing with dementia. And you're able to ask questions and get answers. WPR is a great source for this kind of information. So support it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It really makes it possible.
More than 24,000 WPR members are proud sustainers, and that means they make ongoing monthly gifts to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you, too, can provide a reliable stream of funding for the programs you care about by becoming a sustainer now. And the great part about it is sometimes you're kind of going, okay, when was the last time I pledged? You don't have to worry about that because your pledge continues to happen. You choose an amount, say at $10 or $20 a month. You set it up. It's ongoing. It's easy to do. You're always a regular supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio. So make that support, that sustaining gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Get the perfect blend with this special perk. Today only, ask for your 1 pound bag of the WPR blend from Nunatak Coffee in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Small batch roasted and hand blended, this medium roast coffee features a full body and a modest brightness. Whether it's enjoyed with early morning conversations or afternoon stories and music, this coffee is perfect anytime you tune in. Ask for your WPR blend today. Get a 1 pound bag of whole beans with your gift of $10 a month or more. Here's how.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs that you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Good morning. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And we do ask that you make a contribution, but we also ask that you give it an amount that's comfortable for you. Many people give $10 a month. Some people give $100 or more a month.
Well, whatever the amount, we'll use it to support the programs that you enjoy, keeping your source for information and entertainment on WPR going strong. Give now whatever amount feels right for you, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How many times have you gone somewhere and had somebody say, hey, you're buying something, I'm going to pay for half of it? Never happens. Never happens. It doesn't happen at the grocery store. Doesn't happen at the gas station. But for some reason, it happens here at Public Radio. Right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect. If you make a pledge, our match will double that pledge. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's available for a limited time. So make your support. It'll go twice as far.
Show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio as we have this match. Ask for your limited edition WPR blend coffee. You'll receive a pound of whole bean coffee roasted right here in Wisconsin. It's yours when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Step up right now because this coffee is only available today. And thank you so much for your support. We're having a conversation around mental health and dementia here on The Morning Show. Nearly a third of patients have an episode of major depression after the onset of dementia. Psychiatric symptoms, as we've been listening, like depression and anxiety, sleep problems, agitation, all common, and they often require intervention. So are you coping with dementia? Is this a recent diagnosis for you? How are you doing with the diagnosis? Join in at 800-642-1234. Dr. Art Walasek is a geriatric psychiatrist and a dementia care expert, and he stays with us. Dr. Walasek, people trying to improve their mental health often get referrals to therapists or referrals to psychiatrists, geriatric psychiatrists. Is that the same treatment for people with dementia who have mental health issues?
Yeah, great question. So I think there are a number of different types of practitioners who are involved in the care of people with dementia. I mean, it really starts with the primary care doctor and kind of making sure that medical issues are being addressed, that medication list makes a lot of sense, and so on. There are lots of resources in the community. So there are various organizations that offer support groups and educational groups that could be part of the treatment of mental health issues as well. And then therapy, seeing a therapist can certainly be part of treatment. One of the challenges we run into is therapy is learning. Therapy is learning new ways of coping and understanding what's going on. And that can become a bit more challenging as the person with dementia progresses and loses their memory. So then we can move on to other things. We can think about what sort of activities can we get the person with dementia participating in? Can we get them out to a local senior center and participating in some group activities? Exercise, socialization, music, dance. I mean, so there are all kinds of things that we can do to kind of stimulate behavior, get people active, get them socially engaged, even if sort of classical psychotherapy may not be as effective anymore. There are lots and lots of other things that we can do. A psychiatrist might get involved if medications may be necessary. So in general, we try to avoid adding new medications. There are some medications that can help slow the decline of dementia. Sometimes for depression, we might add an antidepressant medication. But usually we're in the business of trying to reduce the medications because they can contribute to some of the memory and behavioral things that arise.
So are the, as you look at medications, are the popular and the common antidepressants, the serotonin reuptake inhibitor, the SSRIs, I'm not exactly sure how that acronym works, but you know, are they safe and appropriate for people working with dementia?
Great question. So that really depends. It's a case-by-case kind of situation. So the SSRIs in general are the best studied antidepressants in older adults and in people with dementia. But for every person, it's going to be different. You know, the antidepressants have some side effects. They can cause some stomach upset, nausea. So let's say you're already losing a lot of weight with your dementia. You wouldn't want to add a medication that then, you know, upsets your stomach. Any medication that gets into your brain can increase your risk of falls. And people with dementia are a big at-risk population for falling down. And as we mentioned earlier, then that can lead to a cascade of losing your independence. And so it's a really individualized decision. Usually between a person with dementia and their primary care provider, but could involve a psychiatrist or other specialist as well.
Do we know anything more about what is actually happening in the brain?
Well, it depends on the cause of the dementia. So dementia is an umbrella term that just means there's some cognitive impairment and then it's affecting day-to-day life as well. The most common cause of dementia is Alzheimer's disease. And as best as we can tell, there are some abnormal proteins that start to form in the brain. One is called amyloid. The other is called tau. We don't completely understand how this cascade works, but these are the two main problems that arise, and then they start to affect first the centers in the brain that have to do with memory, and so that's why memory loss is the first symptom, and then they start to spread to other parts of the brain. Those parts of the brain are also involved in emotion and regulating your emotion, and so that may help explain why there are so many emotional problems that go along with dementia as well.
So it really is a case-by-case, individual basis here as to what a person is dealing with in the mental health issues.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. Yeah.
We're talking with Dr. Art Walasek, a geriatric psychiatrist at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. His new book addresses the behavioral and psychological symptoms of dementia. Do you care for a loved one with dementia? Have you worked through mental health challenges? What has that been like? Be part of the conversation. 800-642-1234. Coming up, we'll look at the shortage of geriatric mental health clinicians and who can diagnose and manage treatment plans. This conversation continues on dementia right after this news update here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about caregiving for patients with dementia and getting mental health needs met. And now let's get an update on our fall membership drive that is officially underway here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
That's right. You have to take that important step.
That's
right. Make a pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we do have a huge incentive for you. A dollar-for-dollar match is in effect right now. It's in memory of listener Merle Gunther. And your gift of $50 turns to $100, $100 turns to $200, and so on. So take advantage of this match. We don't want to leave a single dollar on the table. Double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as we've been talking this hour, dementia, such an important topic to discuss here, and it affects so many people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
It affects the person, it affects the families around them, and there's so many questions out there. So this is the kind of conversation you count on from The Morning Show.
Yes, and I think it's a great example of what The Morning Show does and what the Ideas Network does, is it brings experts to you and answers your questions. And we have lots of great questions about this particular topic and many topics on Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR is listener-supported, and that's how we're able to do these kind of things, is your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the topics you tune in to every day possible. It's why we're not talking about, the latest popular pop culture trends all the time and stuff like that. We're able to have substantive conversations thanks to your support. So choose an amount that works for you and make your gift.
And maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. When you think about it, a dollar a day is a great value. It's less than a cup of coffee or a soda or a day of cell phone service.
And Kate, I just realized I'm on a completely different script than you are.
Well, a dollar a day comes out to $30 a month.
That's right.
If we're doing our math, we don't need any scripts for that. You can set up that as a monthly transfer from your bank account or charge to your credit card. Make your gift right now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name's Meg Marshall, and I'm from Weyerhaeuser, Wisconsin.
I think today, especially with this crazy world we live in, it's more important than ever that people know what's going on in the world. This is not just about the United States, it's about the entire world. And the only place you find coverage of international issues to the depth that you find them on Wisconsin Public Radio is right here on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Meg from Weyerhaeuser, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Arnold, and it's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this fall member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
That is right. And now is the time. Give now while you're thinking about it. It only takes a few minutes to make your contribution.
You'll have the good feeling of supporting the programs you love. You'll have your gift matched dollar for dollar. See what that's like right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we do have that dollar for dollar match in effect. There's still room for your gift to be matched. You can give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You make a pledge and that pledge is matched right now. Your support for WPR will go twice as far.
And hey, as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, your donation enters you in a drawing for tickets to Hamilton and an overnight stay in Chicago. What a journey there. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers, you making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And I don't think that play's going on much longer. So it's actually a really great opportunity to see it before it wraps up. And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up a monthly donation from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And it's a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs you love.
Your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks for your support. We're talking about the mental health piece of dementia here on The Morning Show. Dementia is a decline in mental functions that interfere with daily life. There are different types of dementia, as we learned, with Alzheimer's disease among the most common. And because it's progressive, treatment focuses on controlling symptoms. So are you part of a support group for dementia caregivers? What have you learned? Have you talked about an assisted living facility, perhaps, or nursing care? Join in at 800-642-1234. UW-Madison geriatric psychiatrist Art Walasek stays with us. He's a dementia expert. Let's go to the phones now. Mark is joining us from Green Bay. Hi, Mark.
Hello. First of all, I want to say I'm not contemplating suicide, but I have a friend who says if he was diagnosed with dementia, he would commit suicide. He says part of living well is dying well, and dying with dementia, he thinks, is not a good way to die. Does he have a viable point?
What a great question. Thank you, Mark. We take threats of suicide very, very seriously. So older adults in particular are actually at higher risk of suicide than younger adults, in particular older men. So, you know, I certainly appreciate the sentiment that I'd rather die than have this illness. But we usually, when we hear suicide statements, we think about depression, we think about anxiety, pain, insomnia, all things that could contribute to life feeling like it's not worth living. And so we really go for trying to get mental health treatment. If there's an imminent threat, something's urgent, then getting them into an ER or into a physician right away to get them evaluated, because we can save a life. Unfortunately, rates of suicide have been climbing in the U.S. over the last few years, but this is largely a preventable condition by addressing things like depression, anxiety, and insomnia. And, you know, not to be a Pollyanna, but many people with dementia live very good, positive, enjoyable lives. They can still enjoy time with their family.
There is hope.
Absolutely. People can be creative. It can be a time for reflection about your family and your life and contributions and so on. So, you know, it's not just like a switch that flips and all of a sudden you have this terrible illness. People can still enjoy things quite a bit. And there is hope. There's research going on all the time trying to find a cure for Alzheimer's disease. So we here at UW, we've got the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center and the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute, both doing tons of research on trying to identify causes of dementia and then treatments of dementia.
Mark, thanks so much for the call. Laura from Madison couldn't stay with us, but wants to know if someone they know is becoming forgetful or perhaps showing signs of dementia, what should be those first steps to take?
What a great question. So I think first off, I would have that person go see their primary care doctor, whoever is the person primarily responsible for their medical care, because they're going to need an evaluation of medical causes of memory loss. For example, we don't often think about this, but sleep apnea, a condition where at night you don't breathe very well, that can cause memory problems, problems with your thyroid. There's a whole list of potential medical issues. Depression as well. Depression can cause cognitive impairment. So you get a two-way street between memory loss and depression. We look at medications very closely. We look at things like alcohol, so excessive amounts of alcohol use can contribute to memory problems. So there's a long list of possibilities that a primary care doctor could look at. And I would add that in Wisconsin, we're very fortunate to have a wonderful network of folks called dementia care specialists. So most counties in Wisconsin will have a dementia care specialist. It's complicated. It's difficult navigating the system. And so a family member, a person who's worried about their memory, can call a dementia care specialist and start walking through those steps of how they might get evaluated.
Oh, they're kind of like a guide through the process and actually helping you connect you with resources.
Exactly.
We had another comment here. Monica emailed us, and she says she's watched loved ones suffer and die from dementia. There is intense anxiety. And Monica says it was heartbreaking. As Monica ages, wondering what they can do to make it easier for the children if it happens? What can they do in advance, medically, financially, otherwise?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, those dementia care specialists work quite a bit with family members. There are many organizations. There's the Alzheimer's Association. There's another group called the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance of Wisconsin that do a lot of family and caregiver education and support. We're not quite sure what we can do to prevent dementia, but we have some good ideas like exercise, reducing the amount of alcohol use, treating things like diabetes and high blood pressure, quitting smoking. There might be some dietary modifications like getting closer to a Mediterranean-style diet. So those are then some of the things that someone could do in terms of their worry that they might develop dementia because they've seen a family member go through it. Those are some lifestyle steps that they could take to try to address that.
We're talking with Dr. Art Walasek. He's a geriatric psychiatrist and a dementia care expert. What are your questions about mental health care and dementia? You can join in at 800-642-1234. Dr. Walasek, geriatric patients can administer cognitive tests to diagnose dementia. The psychiatrist can. Do we have enough specialists to meet the demands out there?
So the short answer is no. We have an aging population and more people with dementia. So we are trying many different things to get the people who older adults go to see to get them aware of and understanding how to recognize and diagnose dementia. So again, that'll include primary care doctors. That could include all sorts of other people in the community. For example, we have a program at the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute where we're working with emergency medical technicians on helping them recognize signs of dementia and getting people referred into programs. Home health nurses, we have another program working with them. So there's a wide network of people that we could work with to help with identification.
Let's bring in Michael now, joining us from Appleton. Hi, Michael.
Hi. So I just had more of a comment. Both my fraternal grandparents had various forms of dementia. My grandmother, slower decline through Alzheimer's, and my grandfather with a rather more surprising and much more rapid decline through dementia with Lewy bodies. And they were both in assisted living for a number of years before passing. And they were eventually moved to one that was just down the street from my aunt, their daughter, so she could, regularly see them. And it just was impactful to me seeing my aunt and having talked to her since how hard the disease can be on family members and especially on the primary family caretaker.
How can caregivers take care of themselves?
Michael, great question. I'm very sorry to hear about the family members and the experiences that you've all had. Yeah, I think self-care is critical. You know, there's that sort of the adage about put your mask on first before assisting others. I mean, I think it's really important for caregivers to take care of themselves. They may need respite help. They may need a break. It's very hard. You know, you see a loved one suffering, you want to help them out. But if someone's not doing their own self-care, they're going to get burnt out. It's going to be very, very difficult. So we often ask family members to divide responsibilities among each other. There'll be home health agencies. There are helpers who can come in. So there can be a wide variety of different people who can come in and give those family members a break.
Matt from Wausau emailed us to ask about the promise, perhaps, of psychedelics for treating depression and dementia. What do we know there?
I don't know a whole lot about psychedelics for depression and dementia. There is some research underway for depression. I don't know of anything related to dementia, unfortunately.
Well, let's go to Teresa now. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning.
What is on your mind about dementia?
So my mother was diagnosed with dementia like 2 years ago, and she's already passed due to the disease. What is the likelihood of someone in the family getting dementia?
Teresa,
Alzheimer's?
I'm so sorry to hear about you and about your mother. It depends somewhat on the type of dementia. In general, with Alzheimer's disease, there is an increased risk of children getting Alzheimer's disease. But it's not 100% guarantee. So it increases the risk, but it doesn't mean that for sure the person's going to get dementia. And again, it could be a prompt to, okay, well, what are things that I could do lifestyle-wise to reduce my risk, including exercise and dietary changes and things like that?
Well, Teresa, thanks for the call. And Dr. Walasek, as we wrap up here, what is the biggest unanswered question right now we have when it comes to dementia patients who are also dealing with mental health issues?
Well, I think the biggest issue is how can we help this ever-growing population of people with dementia who also suffer from depression, anxiety, insomnia, and so on? And it's clear that we need kind of a complex intervention that's going to involve looking at what are things that we can try to fix here, that we can reverse, getting people support, addressing caregivers as well. And then we just need more research. We need to understand better why these illnesses arise and hopefully soon find a cure for Alzheimer's disease and other causes of dementia.
Dr. Walasek, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for covering this really important topic.
Dr. Art Walasek is a geriatric psychiatrist. His new book addresses behavioral and psychological symptoms of dementia for clinicians. You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up next hour, we're going to be traveling all over the state, checking out Oktoberfest celebrations. But right now, let's take a look at our fall membership campaign officially underway at WPR. I am here with Michael Arnold. Good morning.
Good morning.
And the largest source of funding for WPR programs is from listeners like you. The drive is your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year. So take that important step when you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're off to a wonderful start. We met that dollar-for-dollar match in memory of listener Merle Gunther. Thanks so much to everybody who contributed to that. It's still a good time to make your pledge. It's the first day of the drive, and if we go over a little bit, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh,
nothing wrong with that at all because it supports the programs you rely on.
And it's that momentum.
That's right. Right. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, last hour we were hearing such an important conversation around dementia. So many families have dealt with it in some fashion with a loved one. And it is topics like that, hours like that, that we spend where we can bring in a community of listeners we have here in Wisconsin and really get some good information. So these are the kinds of conversations that you count on from The Morning Show.
It's part of your continuing education. In a lot of ways, it's just-in-time education. There may be times in your life where you're dealing with a loved one who is sort of wondering about their memory, and being able to have an expert answer some questions for you, point you in the direction of some resources you might be able to use. That's part of what the Ideas Network is about. And the Ideas Network is also listener supported. That means your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes these topics you tune into every day possible. You can choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
Ask for your 1-pound bag of WPR blend whole bean coffee when you give $10 a month or more. Available today only. This coffee is a great companion to your WPR listening. Support the programs you value and enjoy this locally roasted coffee. You'll think of WPR when you sip it. It starts with your gift right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I think it's an investment in your own brain. I mean, I'm a retired person now, and as you get older, you do realize you need to keep your brain flexible. And even when I was younger, it's good to keep your brain flexible. And investing in public radio, in Wisconsin public radio, really helps me to keep my brain up to date and gives me different ideas and different viewpoints. Wisconsin public radio is my source for a better life.
go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Arnold, and your support during this fall member drive, it makes the WPR programs that you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
That's right. We're just asking you to make a sort of a decision about what amount it's worth to you. And that's great. I mean, there really aren't a lot of other things in life where that happens. You know, you don't go to the gas station and have them go, I mean, I guess if you want to pay 10 cents a gallon, that's okay. No problem. Doesn't happen that way. But it does with public radio. We're just asking you to put a dollar amount on it and make a commitment and make a pledge, because listener support drives these conversations that you hear on the Ideas Network every day. So make a pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you think about that pledge, think about what's important to you, a family, friends, hobbies. These are things you invest in, your time and sometimes your money. Giving to what's important to you, it makes a difference in your life. It makes you feel good.
And the biggest source of funding for WPR is listener support. Listener support allows Wisconsin Public Radio to bring you the topics that are important to your lives, but you may not hear all the time in other media because they're not quite as popular as some of the other things out there. So if you want to have radio programming that talks about substantial issues that really affect you on a daily basis and that affect the lives of hundreds of thousands of other listeners together, you can make an impact on the community by making a pledge now with your first ever gift of $10 a month or $120 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I love the fall member drive. You can feel the love. You can feel the fall weather. It all comes together with your pledge right now. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make that pledge.
And if you make a pledge at $10 a month, you can get that limited edition WPR blend coffee. It's only available today, I guess. And I don't know a whole lot about coffee. I don't know a whole lot about coffee.
You and me
but
both.
I understand that it's a pretty good taste in coffee. So if you want to get that, make your pledge of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Step up right now. This coffee is only available today. The station's available every day thanks to your support. So thanks.
Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference. Give right now. And thank you so much for your support at 888-202-2552.